Title: Soul Pride Ableton Lift 12 Hoover Stab System for Timeless Roller Momentum for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a Hoover Stab system that feels like it came off a worn but loud 90s jungle plate. Not just a cool sound, a system. It moves, it punches, it ducks out of the way of the break, it stays wide without falling apart in mono, and it keeps momentum even when the drums thin out. We're in Ableton Lift 12, and we're thinking like a mix engineer, not just a sound designer. The stab isn't a pad. In this style, it's basically lead percussion with pitch. It should behave like a rhythmic weapon that's glued to the break. Before we touch the stab, quick context: so this mixes like drum and bass. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174. I'm going to assume 170 BPM. On your master, make sure you're not slamming. Ideally, your drum bus is peaking around minus 60 B, not because it's a rule, but because headroom makes these clip and glue moves actually work. And have your bass in already, even if it's rough. A rolling res and sub situation is exactly why we need a stab system that knows when to get out of the way. Now create a group track called Stabs, and inside it make Hoover Main, if you want. Add a second track later called Hoover TOP for noise or extra fizz, but we'll start with one. Step 1. The Hoover Source Waveatable Method. Drop Waveatable on Hoover Main. Oscillator 1. A saw wave. Turn on Unison, choose Classic, and set voices around 5 to 7. Bring the amount up somewhere like 60 to 80%. That's the rave spread. Oscillator 2. Either a square or another saw. Detune it slightly differently than OSC 1, and pull its level down. Think minus 6 to minus 12 dB compared to OSC 1. It's support, not the main event. Sub. You can turn it on as a sign, but keep it subtle. In most DNB rollers, the bassline owns the sub. The stab doesn't need to compete there, so don't get emotionally attached to the sub oscillator. You can also just turn it off. Now the Hoover talk movement. You're not trying to wobble like dubstep. You want that constant, slightly vocal motion that makes a static chord feel alive. Add LFO 1 and map it either to filter cutoff or, if you're using a waveatable position that moves, map it to position. Sync the LFO to the project. Try 1/8 or 1/16. Use a triangle or gently curved sine shape and keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%. If you hear obvious wah-wah, you've gone too far. This movement should be felt more than heard. Filter. Choose a low pass. LP24 is a great start, or something with a bit more bite if you want that hardware edge. Set the cutoff roughly between 1.2 and 3.5 kHz depending on how bright your break and cymbals are. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, so it bites without needing harsh EQ later. Now the most important part, make it a stab, not a sustain. Amp envelope. Attack basically instant, 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. When you play a chord, it should feel like hit, speak, disappear, not hold, float, linger. Step 2. Write the MIDI like jungle, not like house. Make a two-bar loop and program stabs that answer the drums. The whole trick is interlock. You're having a conversation with the break, not stacking on top of it. Try placements like 1.2, 1.4, 2.2.3, and 2.4. If you don't think in those terms, here's the translation. Offbeats, then a slightly late syncopation, then another offbeat, and then vary it every two bars so it doesn't feel copy-pasted. Now velocity. Please do not make every hit the same. Set velocities floating between about 85 and 115. Old school energy comes from unevenness, even when it's programmed. Groove next. Go to the groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 swing, around 55 to 60. Apply it lightly at first, maybe 30 to 60%. If it locks, commit it. If it fights the break, back off. The goal is that the stab feels like it's sitting inside the break's pocket. Now we build the Soul Pride processing chain. This is where it becomes a system. Before we start, gain staging. Get your stab track peaking around minus 12 to minus 9 dB before you hit any saturation or clipping. That's a massive deal. If you drive too early, you flatten the envelope, and then you lose the punch then duck roller feel. We want the transient to exist so the sidechain can do its job. First device, saturator, for record density. Put saturator on. Choose analog clip. Drive it somewhere between 3 and 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Now match the output to bypass. Level match is everything. If it sounds better just because it's louder, you're not actually making a good decision yet. The goal is mid-range thickness and that printed, slightly rude stab tone. Next, transient control. Yes, we can use drum bus on a stab. Add drum bus, gently, drive 2 to 6. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10, and only if you need grit. Transients, try plus 5 up to plus 20 if it needs more bite. If it gets clicky or pokey, go negative instead, and turn boom off. We're not building a kick drum here. Then glue compressor, for that same bus world feeling. Set attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or try 0.3 seconds if you want it more predictable. Ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you see 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. Soft clip on and glue as well. That soft clip is one of the secret sauces for making it hit like classic hardware without having to brick wall it. Now EQ 8. Carve time. High pass first. Somewhere around 100 to 150 Hz, 24 dB per octave. If your bass line is huge, go higher. You are not losing weight. You're making room for actual weight. Then a mud dip around 250 to 450 Hz, 2 to 4 dB, Q around 1.2. This is where stabs love to inflate and make your break feel smaller. If it's honky or nasal, dip somewhere in the 1 to 2.5 kHz area. If it's fizzy, a gentle shelf down around 7 to 10 kHz. Here's the pro mindset. Don't overdo static EQ. In jungle, the stab can be thick, but it must be polite when the break and bass speak. So we're going to use dynamics, not just carving it thin. Now the sidechain system, the thing that creates roller momentum. Add a compressor after the EQ. Turn on sidechain. Feed it from your drum bus, or at least a kick and snare group. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then adjust threshold to get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. And listen for this. The stab should feel like it punches, then politely steps back, then returns in time for the groove. If your release is too long, it never recovers and the whole stab part feels weak and permanently underwater. If it's too short, it chatters and sounds nervous. You want it to breathe like the break. Now, advanced move. Ghost pump. This is how you keep momentum even when the drums drop out or thin out, without obvious EDM pumping. Create a new MIDI track called Ghost SC. Put operator on it. Make a short click or a tiny muted sign pluck. The sound itself doesn't matter because you're not using it for audio, you're using it as a trigger. Program a steady 1/8 pattern or a syncopated pattern that matches your roller feel. Then either mute the track's output or set it so you don't hear it, but it still routes as a sidechain source. Now you can sidechain your stab compressor from Ghost SC instead of drums. Or, even better, use two compressors. One keyed from the real drums for authenticity, and one keyed from the Ghost for constant push-pull. Blend them gently. You're creating motion, not a special effect. Next, stereo management. Wide tops, stable center. Put utility on the stab chain. Turn bass mono on, around 150 to 220 Hz. That range is where stereo low-mid starts smearing the break and messing with translation. Set width somewhere around 90 to 120%. If it starts feeling facey, don't try to EQ fix the phase. Reduce unison spread in the synth, or narrow here. Phase problems are usually source problems. Now do the 1994 check. Temporarily put a utility on your master and set width to zero. Full mono. If your stab vanishes or turns weird, your width is coming from facey unison or modulation. Fix it at the source. Reduce unison voices, reduce spread, disable random phase if needed. You want wide, but you also want it to survive on a club system that sums weirdly. Optional but powerful. EQ 8 in mid-side mode. High pass the sides around 250 to 400 Hz. Keep the low-mid energy in the center. That way your snare stays dominant and the break feels solid. Now the jungle space, but we're doing it on send so we can throw it and keep the mix clean. Send A. Dub delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Add a touch of modulation, 2 to 6%, just enough to move. And turn on ducking, maybe 30 to 60%. That ducking is what lets you have delay without turning the whole track into soup. Send B. Plate or room reverb. Use reverb. Plate or room. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass 250 to 400 Hz. Low pass 6 to 9 kHz. Keep early reflections moderate. Early reflections are part of that in a room old record vibe. Teacher tip. Automate your sends. Classic jungle punctuation is the last stab of a phrase getting a bigger delay throw. It's like a little signature at the end of a sentence. Now arrangement, because the system isn't just sound. its behavior over time. Try a 16-bar phrase plan. Bars 1 to 4, sparse stabs, establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8, add one extra syncopation. Bars 9 to 12, slightly open the filter, or add a bit more send. Bars 13 to 16, remove one stab to create space, then throw a big echo tail right at bar 16 so it slingshots into the next section. Micro variation. Do not change everything. Change one thing at a time. Alternate two chord inversions. Even a semitone shift can feel very jungle if it's done as a tension move. Every four bars, make one clip with shorter decay so it ticks tighter. And consider one reverse stab leading into the next phrase. High pass it, keep it short, and it'll sound like pure jungle DNA. Now advanced mixing variations if you want to go further. Split band sidechain is a monster technique. After your main tone shaping, create an audio effect rack with three chains, low, mid, high. Low below about 180 HC, usually muted or heavily high-passed. Stabs don't need sub in D&B. Mid, 180 HC to 2.5 KHZ. Light ducking, 1 to 3 dB. Key presence. High, above 2.5 KHZ. Stronger ducking, 3 to 6 dB. That's where the stab competes with snare crack and cymbals. Result. The stab moves with the groove without shrinking into nothing.